vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevam, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Opremljanje za emancipacijo. Prejšnji teden se je v Ljubljani in Kopru odvilo več dogodkov v sklopu petdnevne mednarodne konference Znanost za družbo, revolucionarna politična misel Kurdistana. Konferenco so družno organizirali časopis za kritiko znanosti, Lista demokratičnega študentstva, Akademija demokratične modernosti, Študentski sociološki društvi Sociopatija in Socioklub, Center za politično teorijo ter neodvisni obalni radio. Na dogodkih, ki so se zvrstili na konferenci, so udeleženci preupraševali možnost spreminjanja družboslovne znanosti, da bo ta resnično služila potrebam ljudi, namesto da služi kot orodje zatiranja in izkoriščanja. Dogajanje je potekalo na Koprski fakulteti za humanistične študije, Ljubljanski fakulteti za družbene vede in na placu. Mi pa smo se konference udeležile v sredo, 10. aprila na Filozofski fakulteti. Dopoldne je v študentskem avtonomnem prostoru K17 potekal seminar o ženski znanosti Žineloži, na katerem je govorila Sara Marča. Žineloži je družbena znanost, ki izhaja iz kurdskega revolucionarnega ženskega gibanja. Kot znanost je dodobra razvita in celo institucionalizirana v avtonomni administraciji severne in vzhodne Sirije, bolje znani kot Rožava, kjer je osvoboditev žensk vzpostavljena kot osrednji del političnega projekta demokratičnega konfederalizma. V zadnjih letih pa se glas o Žineloži z Bližnjega vzhoda širi v Evropo, kjer biva številna kurdska diaspora. Marča je članica Žineloži centra v Bruslju, ki v sodelovanju z lokalnimi feminističnimi kolektivi od leta 2017 organizira izobraževanja po Evropi. V centru se posvečajo raziskovanju in predajanju znanja o preteklih in sedanjih izkušnjah žensk, ženski emancipaciji ter ustvarjanju družbe po principih demokracije, ekologije in feminizma. Več o trenutnih usmeritvah raziskovanja pove Marča.
We want really to go on with the workshop and research group also. So we are researching different topic in different localities. Sometimes there are topics that are connected to all the women all over the world, problem of, we can say, violence, for example, feminicide, and how to avoid it, how to face it, how to organize. Then it will not happened anymore, or when it's happening, how to protect the woman, or how women can take the consciousness that they can overcome it, or for example, in terms of history, what our grandmother, our mothers, or in the long past, what has been the reality of the woman, the struggle of the woman, in time also, for example, of fascism, also we can say, like, in general, how the woman history has not been tell, or when it has been like discovered or put out, it's not anyway not inside most of the time the educational system or in our collective memory. So how we can bring it as something alive and not just past or some data somewhere, but to make it as a form of consciousness of what are the roots of the problem of the woman in society and how to solve it.
Popoldne je sledila okrogla miza z naslovom Med emancipatorno znanostjo in neoliberalno akademijo, na kateri sta poleg Sare Marča sodelovali tudi Bea Protner, doktorska študentka socialne antropologije na Univerzi v Cambridgeu, in Anja Zalta, profesorica sociologije religije na Ljubljanski filozofski fakulteti. Pogovor je moderirala Lori Šramel-Čebular z Liste demokratičnega študentstva, ki je uvodoma predstavila kontekst problematike naslovljene z okroglo mizo.
There are plenty of societal changes happening right now. On one hand, we have the rapidly approaching environmental collapse, and it seems like there is an uprising in some very dangerous ideologies around the world. But on the other hand, we also have development of revolutionary movements that organized by the principles of anti-capitalism, equality, true democracy, liberation, socialist values in general. And to understand these changes, we need a proper scientific analysis, or perhaps even more than that, we need a science that supports or further strengthens these developments. And the question here is if the currently prevailing academic approach is capable of fulfilling these tasks.
Soočamo se torej znanostjo nezmožno identifikacije in reševanja kriz, ki se v družbi porajajo kot posledica vse večjega izkoriščanja naravnih in družbenih virov. Govorimo lahko celo o znanosti, ki probleme ustvarja, ki odtujuje in zagotavlja ideološko hegemonijo. To so besede Abdullaha Öcalana, idejnega voditelja kurdskega osvobodilnega gibanja, ki je že 25 let zaprt v turškem zaporu. Na njegove misli se naveže tudi Marča.
Why it's important that science will be independent, because we see that very important connection, no? In between politics and the capitalist system also, and science is it's bringing not solution for the social problems, ecological problems, or problem of war, equality, but a lot of time it's used as a tool for like the interest of profit and the research that is already done. Could not solve really, or people that would make some kind of research or transmitting also knowledge and values that can maybe build another society will not be accepted, no, by this kind of power. And then it's very important that to find every time ways that science, knowledge in some way can become like stay like independent. In our paradigm we don't say exactly independent, but we say autonomously organized, which is mean that connected to society, with society, by society, for answering the problem or the needs of this society or the point of interest or the what it takes the attention. So this is why we see is that it's very important that autonomous political and social structure also will be implemented for education, research and sciences.
Protner in Zalta sta v pogovoru predstavili nekatere tegobe raziskovalnega dela v primežu političnih interesov. Izpostavili sta selektivno financiranje zgolj določenih raziskovalnih tematik, individualizem in neizogibno tekmovalnost med raziskovalkami ter zaprtost teorije v akademske kroge in diskurze. Marča predstavi pogled na to, kako lahko raziskovanje postane relevantno za resnične potrebe družbe.
Because it's very difficult when you try to develop any kind of alternative institute, universities, way of working, because or you are not considered enough scientific, or you don't get funding. It's very difficult, no? So then we need also to organize it collectively, not just depending on a state or a funding, but it can be also societies that say, hey, this is my science. These people are researching for us, so we will find a way collectively to communalize. Finance that. In Rojava it's like this, you don't have to make all this bureaucracy, we need this, we don't need this. It's like people don't know very well what are the problem, what they are needing, and they are organizing the work in the field and in the theory and all together to find solution. But the problem is like when you are working and trying to find something different, are you accepted by the other universities also to make and this is also a struggle.
Kje se torej ponujajo možnosti za emancipatorno delovanje znanosti?
Like so we can say like in the experience of the Kurdish women's movement and the Kurdish liberation movement in general, and mostly in the north and east Syria right now, where there is this revolution that is ongoing, there are a lot of practice that also have been developed step by step in terms of education and research that has been implemented that I think can really bring a new perspective also. First of all, it's important to say that inside the academia there are a lot of critics that has been done on patriarchy, on colonial mindset, and also the need, for example, for I am thinking, for example, in a lot of feminist movement right now, but like they need to make more collective, for example, the research and not so individualistic, to see differently the history, to make something linked to the to put out what was really the history of the woman, of the people, of the oppressed people, and but also the resistance, and a lot of work has been done, and also the need to not just see the knowledge as academic in classical way, but also that society has a lot of knowledge, that this knowledge we need to find a way to transmit it, because if not it will be lost also.
V institucionalnem okviru univerze je torej mogoč preboj posameznih emancipacijskih praks in zametkov revolucionarne teorije. Toda izolirani poskusi dekolonizacije predavanega kanona in participativnega raziskovanja sami po sebi ne zagotavljajo, da bo univerza pretrgala svoje ustaljeno delovanje in postala orodje osvoboditve. Če tudi ni zadostno, pa akademsko okolje vendarle ostaja nujno mesto za naslavljanje družbenih kriz. Protner.
Maybe universities can also be spaces of mobilization, and I think these problems—it's not problems that these are, you know, social and global problems. So it's really important that they are like social movements, and that we operate in like on a wider scale, of which university or other education institutions can only it can be just a part of, and we can use the also universities for like a space of mobilization for struggle outside of universities, and this struggle outside universities can return to universities. So you know, also these struggles that we as students have, university can be just one of the places where we should be able to address them and deal with them collectively.
V preteklem desetletju se je med akademičarkami in akademiki zvrstilo veliko podobnih razprav o škodljivih praksah, ki jih je prinesla neoliberalizacija visokega šolstva. Predrugačeni pogledi na znanost, ki so nastali v kontekstu kurdskega osvobodilnega gibanja, seveda niso zlahka prenosljivi na izobraževalne strukture, kot jih poznamo študentke evropskih univerz. Vendar pa tudi pri nas nedvomno prodirajo uspešni poskusi avtonomnega organiziranja strani različnih študentskih inicijativ, moralnih krožkov in drugih samorganiziranih kolektivov. Ravno njihove prakse in prizadevanja nam lahko dajo upanje, medtem ko univerza ostaja predvsem pomemben prostor njihovega srečevanja in povezovanja. In na vse zadnje tudi navdiha za kritiko. Oddajo je pripravila Maša.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in rečt fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Ki so nam ljubi, univerza.
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.